Join Heritage Radio Network on Monday, November 11th for a raucous feast to toast a decade of food radio. Our 10th anniversary Bacchanal is a rare gathering of your favorite chefs, mixologists, storytellers, thought leaders, and culinary masterminds. We'll salute the inductees of the newly minted HRN Hall of Fame, who embody our mission to further equity, sustainability, and deliciousness. Explore the beautiful Palm House and Yellow Magnolia Cafe. Taste and imbibe to your heart's content, and bid on once-in-a-lifetime experiences and tasty gifts for any budget at our silent auction. Tickets available now at heritageradionetwork.org/gala.
One of those all-encompassing, to me, satisfying bites. I think it's part that the bacon is salty and you get some smoke from it, and that oozy egg yolk, what do they call that, food porn these days? It's just a combination of the right flavors and textures, making this like perfect symphony.
Bacon, egg, cheese. Together, these simple ingredients make up New York's most beloved breakfast sandwich. Some like theirs dipped in ketchup, others slather it in hot sauce. But most would agree that the only acceptable way to dig into the deli sandwich is on the go, with the crinkly foil torn down. It should come as no surprise, then, that New Yorkers are finding it hard to stomach seeing the bacon, egg, and cheese plated at the city's trendiest sit-down spots. On this week's special bonus episode, we're looking into the BEC's unlikely ascent into the upper echelons of cuisine. I'm Kat Johnson, and this is Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
One meat, three sides.
Food, news, and storytelling.
A square meal. For your ears.
Meat and Three.
We turn now to Julia Press, who reported this story for us.
Stop by any Midtown street corner on a weekday morning and you'll find a food truck churning out coffee and breakfast for hungry hordes of people on their way to work. Each day, the trucks sell tons of breakfast sandwiches.
Like 60, 70?
Like 8,000 a row.
Depends. Sometimes 200, sometimes 300, sometimes more than that.
And according to breakfast cart owners, one sandwich in particular seems to rise above the rest.
Bacon, egg, and cheese is very popular.
The bacon is the most popular.
Each cart has its own idea of why its bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is the best. Mama Joe's breakfast cart, perched on the corner of 47th and Park, boasts 38 years of experience and several Best Food Cart in New York awards.
My bacon is natural. You know, it makes the sandwich taste better. Wow. So that's why I'm popular in the area. It's a little bit above regular, you know?
Two blocks up on 49th, Tony, his wife Kathy, and son Nick have spent 25 years mastering the bacon, egg, and cheese at their cart, Tony's Place.
I have a very good quality bacon. And sausage, I use Jones. The best sausage in America.
He is like a professor at this. If you want it dry, they'll make it dry. If you want it, you know, any particular way that you want it, they have to perfection.
Whatever it is that draws customers to one food truck over another, it's clear that New Yorkers love a good bacon, egg, and cheese.
They like the heartiness of it. They like the portability of it, the value, the variety.
That's Wade Hansen, who works at Technomic, a research and consulting firm devoted to the food service industry. We know the popularity of the bacon, egg, and cheese is nothing new. The sandwich has long been an on-the-go breakfast staple at every neighborhood bodega and street food cart. But according to Hansen, what is new is the emergence of the sandwich in creative, higher-end forms at upscale restaurants across the country.
It's the migration because of that consumer affinity for the sandwich that it's now taken on a little bit more of an elevated role within other types of restaurants, particularly sit-down restaurants.
Hansen says the core consumer of the breakfast sandwich remains someone with a habitual breakfast routine who chooses it because it's filling, cheap, and portable. But when he led a study on breakfast consumption outside the home, he found that the breakfast sandwich has been making waves in new corners of the industry, and consumers are eating it more and more. In 2018 alone,
we found that the industry sells more than $10 billion in breakfast sandwiches, and the category has become one of the three fastest growth categories of any items on breakfast menus.
He saw breakfast sandwiches popping up on restaurant menus across the industry, from fast food to formal dining.
It's not very common in the food service industry these days to see so many additions of a longstanding product. So to say that over 3 years we've got 18% more breakfast sandwiches on restaurant menus than we did, that's a pretty substantial measure.
So why are upscale restaurants increasingly interested in putting their own spin on this breakfast classic? In part, chefs are catering to consumers who've clearly expressed their love of the bacon, egg, and cheese through their spending habits. But the breakfast market is highly competitive.
You know, the consumer has changed so dramatically over the last several years. There's so much choice, and the consumer is driven by all things new. They're always looking for something exciting, something unusual, something Instagrammable, if you will.
So to attract customers, it's not always enough for sit-down restaurants to offer a sandwich combination that they know is popular in lower-end forms. Instead, chefs need to add a creative spin on the classic dish.
They're going to have to include new types of carriers, you know, the breads, the biscuits, the croissants, and so forth. Perhaps we're getting into more things like heat and spice and global inspirations and healthier alternatives and plant-based alternatives. All of those things are things that are kind of the next generation breakfast sandwich that we're already seeing to materialize a bit.
Looking at restaurant menus across the city, this trend is pretty clear. It's not uncommon to see bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches with avocado, miso mayonnaise, pickled onions, or tomato jam. This sort of experimentation can offer an exciting challenge for chefs.
They're interested in taking an item that isn't historically known as something that can use different ingredients and be elevated from a culinary standpoint and playing around with it. There's an element of that culinary creativity and innovation that's happening at the more upscale level, which is trying to capitalize on the trend for growth within the breakfast sandwich category. But we always have that chef-driven operation that's looking to try something different as well.
At Shuka, an upscale Mediterranean restaurant in Soho, the bacon, egg, and cheese definitely made it on the brunch menu because of its chef.
My name is Aisha Nurjaya. I'm the executive chef and partner at Shuka Restaurant. I think bacon, egg, and cheese is on my top three things that I love to eat.
According to Nurjaya, the bacon, egg, and cheese is a perfect combination.
One of those all-encompassing, to me, satisfying bites. I think it's part that the bacon is salty and you get some smoke from it, and that oozy egg yolk, what do they call that, food porn these days? And I think that bread is as important as the ingredients in there because it encapsulates the whole thing. It's just a combination of the right flavors and textures, making this like perfect symphony.
So even though her restaurant's brunch menu is mostly peppered with Middle Eastern classics like shakshuka and chicken shawarma, she wanted to include a bacon, egg, and cheese of her own.
I think that when you become a chef, you always try to put your spin or your take on things. And I think in a Middle Eastern restaurant, it's kind of hard to make every single dish authentic to the type of cuisine that you're doing. And when I think of brunch, and I think of sometimes, if you will, a hangover food, like my go-to is definitely a bacon, egg, and cheese. And I felt that I needed to put that on the menu here.
Besides using high-quality ingredients, Nurjaya's bacon, egg, and cheese is pretty loyal to the sandwich we all know and love.
We use a roll from Grand Daisy. The outside is like a crusty, crunchy exterior, but the inside is really pillowy. So it actually soaks up the fat from the bacon and the yolk from the egg. We use thick slab bacon that has a little bit of smoke on it, made from heritage pigs. We use a blend of cheddar cheeses from Jasper Hill Farms. And I like hot sauce. So at Shuka, we make a hot sauce, and if that's what makes the bacon, egg, and cheese different here, that's what I would say. But other than that, it's really designed to hit all those perfect notes of what a bacon, egg, and cheese is.
But Nurjaya's recipe wasn't always so traditional. At first, she followed the path that Hansen described, in which chefs try to innovate on the dish.
We did a few iterations of it, and I was trying to fancify it. We tried the sausage, egg, and cheese, which we used lamb merguez, which was delicious, but was not a breakfast sandwich. And then we tried to put shamula sauce on it. We used feta cheese, and we just like taking ingredients of the Mediterranean, if you will, and try to infuse it. But for me, it was like a car wreck. Every time I bit into it, it would give you a half a hug and not the whole hug that a bacon, egg, and cheese has the ability to do, because I was trying to, I guess, redesign it.
She said that some chefs scorn restaurants like hers that offer brunch classics that don't fit into their culinary niche. But for Nurjaya, it's about including dishes that make both her and her customers happy.
The idea is that when customers come to a restaurant, we want them to feel comfortable. And I think a part of having a well-rounded menu is to have items that people are expecting during brunch. And having something on the menu that not only you love, but others enjoy, I mean, that's a win-win, right?
So Nirjaya sticks with the usual recipe, but elevates the dish by using locally sourced, sustainable, high-quality ingredients. That's part of what explains the $17 price tag, she says. Between the cost of these ingredients and the upkeep of a restaurant, a bacon, egg, and cheese at a sit-down place is bound to cost more than the $3 ones you get on the street. But that doesn't make the bodega sandwich any less delicious.
I'm not a snob when it comes to the bacon, egg, and cheese. I will try an elevated version of it, but I'm also not opposed to going to the bodega, even on the corner here of McDougal Street, and getting it on a Sunday morning if I ever have to work on a Sunday.
So even though the bacon, egg, and cheese has permeated New York's trendiest restaurants, it'll never lose its humble roots.
That's our show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with four more stories about iconic dishes from New York to Delhi. Special thanks this week to Julia Press for her reporting. Meat in Three is produced by Hannah Forden, Katie Mosman-Wadler, Liza Hamm, and me, Kat Johnson. This episode was produced by Ruby Walsh. Our audio engineer is Matt Patterson. Our theme song was composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. This program is supported in part by public funds from the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs in partnership with the City Council. Meat in Three is a production of Heritage Radio Network, the world's pioneer food radio station. HRN is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we need support from listeners like you to make our programs possible. Please consider becoming a member today by visiting heritageradionetwork.org/donate.